So I'm here with Stella from SQL Server. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
So for SQL Server 2008, what did you work on?
The data visualization and reporting controls components in reporting services.
Okay, cool. So with our acquisition of the Dundas controls, was that pretty much what you were working on? And can you tell us about that?
Yes. So in 2008, we actually shipped the Dundas charts and gauge controls in reporting services. And it's available natively for whoever that basically buy reporting services 2008. And they no longer need to install the custom report item from Dundas anymore to get those features. And so they can create very pretty charts that is fully integrated with their reports and is integrated into the tables and matrix. They can actually put a chart inside a table, and they can also put a gauge inside a table and mimic like Excel data bar like behaviors.
Yeah, that's great. So what are the sort of really new and interesting things of those visualizations that we added? So what are customers going to see other than prettier bar charts that we had before? What are some of the new things?
Okay, so some of the new things that's in particular to the chart control, like previously, like in 2005, we didn't have like tooltip support, and we added like tooltip support for data points, and then they can also like click through on the data point itself and drill through to a different report. So it makes the chart component much more interactive in this release, and they can build much more like I would say report that let them explore more from and use the report as a starting point to help them find business intelligence.
Great. So did you also work on the report control viewer that's part of Visual Studio? Is that the piece that you did?
Yes, our team also shipped the Visual Studio 2008 version of the report viewer control.
Uh-huh.
And we also did that, but just to let you know, there are actually seven different flavors of report viewer that's available with reporting services. Like so two flavors of those, as you know, ship with like Visual Studio, the WinForms and WebForms. There are other five other flavors that's actually scattered in different places in the reporting services product. And my team also work on the flavors that's shipping reporting services. So for example, if you type like a report server, HTTP server name, report server path, and then like click on one of the reports and there's a report viewer in your Internet Explorer.
Okay.
That's actually one flavor of the report viewer that we work on that works intimately with the SQL Server 2008 processing and rendering engine.
Right.
Yes.
And so where are all the other places?
So the other places are like report manager and report designer. And there is a flavor we built for report builder. And there is another one that's available in the SharePoint LN.
Right.
So I think I have all seven kind of them.
And is it a pretty consistent experience across all of those controls for the developer and for end user?
So the two flavors that we ship in Visual Studio, they right now, so first of all, they are still the SQL Server 2005 processing and rendering engine based.
Okay.
We're working on a future version that will be SQL Server 2008 based.
Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to be an embeddable version of what we have shipped in reporting services that they can actually just drag and drop onto their app and they can provide a report in line with their line of business application.
Right.
Yeah.
My understanding is that the report viewer control, you can actually use the 2008 visualizations if you use it in server mode and you connect it to a server.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
Okay.
Yes, you can use all the server features if you connect it to in server mode. In local mode, the version that's in Visual Studio cannot do some of the data visualization features and that such as the Dundas charts and gauge yet. We're working on a release that will provide those functionality.
Okay, great. So what were some of the biggest challenges in working on 2008?
Some of the biggest challenges, I think, like juggling between multiple releases, because
right.
Like we have like Visual Studio that shipped last year, and we need to make sure that like we close on that, and also like we have to finish Chatmai at the same time, and to be able to make sure that like we pick the right code base that goes into Visual Studio while balancing what we need to do in SQL Server 2008 was challenging. And also, like we will have some upcoming like control releases of the charting component,
mm-hmm.
and those component ships in in Vinny's vehicle, that's more aligned with the .NET framework.
Okay.
And we have to basically juggle between the multiple projects and be able to do context switches between them very quickly. Because they are underlying, they are very similar technology, pretty much the same code base, but then like we have to context switch and ship them in different places.
Sure,
yes.
Sure. So now that SQL Server 2008 RTM'd a couple weeks ago, does it feel good to have that out the door and moved on to the next thing?
We're not completely done with some of our follow-up releases, because
right.
I need to release the reporting services 2008 processing and rendering engine-based like report viewer control into Visual Studio 2008.
Right.
And that will be coming. I don't have a release date yet
sure.
that I can share. And we actually also in the middle of trying to finish up a release for the ASP.NET and Windows Form Chart Control.
And then Report Builder 2.0 as well. So.
Report Builder 2.0 owned by the report creation team.
Right.
Yes, we are contributing to that effort very heavily.
Uh-huh.
But right now, my eyes are on the Visual Studio and the .NET Framework releases. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.